93.7, the river that goes AC/DC, Dog and Joe Show on a Monday. Time for another exciting edition of Is This Celebrity Homophobic?
Oh, my God. I love when we play this game.
And that's homophobic, by the way. This is not a game.
Well, what would you call it?
It's a segment. It's a feature.
Well, you said it's time for another exciting edition of, but I don't remember ever doing it before.
Well, we've never done it before.
Then how would I know if it's a game or not?
Dana, let's get Joe a stroller. We need to get you a stroller. This is ridiculous.
Oh, so now I'm a baby because I didn't know it wasn't a game?
No, I'm getting you a stroller because I'm tired of carrying you.
You're stupid.
I'm going to put you in a stroller and push you.
So dumb.
Time for another exciting edition of Is This Celebrity Homophobic? Featuring Samuel L. Jackson. This is what Samuel L. Jackson did on Friday. Okay?
Really?
It was Donald Trump's birthday. So he gets on that Twitter thing and he starts writing stuff. Okay, and everyone on Twitter started accusing Samuel L. Jackson of being homophobic because Samuel L. Jackson wished Donald Trump a happy birthday. And then what he did is he put this little message up and It says this. Must have been a party at the White House. Mitch, Paul, Rudy, and others were spotted wearing knee pads and carrying these lined up outside. Happy birthday. And then what he had was a little picture of like a little fake cartoon ad, and it was a product called After Dick Mints with the tagline, going down. So he's basically accusing all of Trump's cronies of kissing up to him, okay? But all these other people, gay people in Hollywood and all these other people who are gay, they saw this tweet, it blows up, and they're saying now that Samuel L. Jackson is homophobic. And when I read this, this is me. Is it homophobic or is it just a different way to say that these are brown nosers and these are ass kissers? That's what I take from this. He wasn't making fun of gay people. He's just using a more brash term with the knee pads and all that to compare these guys, Rudy and Paul and Mitch and all these. They're just saying they're suck-ups. That's what he was saying is they're sucking up to him. Him and all his cronies are brown-nosing him. Everybody says brown-nosing and ass-kissing all the time. Sometimes guys, and I've done this many times too, you know, I'll tell Joe to stop, you know, performing fellatio on that guy, you know, get your knee pads.
And I enjoy that when he says that. I mean, yeah. I didn't see the ad at all. And I mean, I can tell probably where he was going, but it's Samuel L. Jackson. I don't think him to be that way.
No.
I've never known him to be like that.
I don't think so. And a lot of people now, they're getting a hold of Capital One, you know, the credit card company, and they're like, how dare you?
Are they, they're going to run it like that, are they?
Yeah. How dare you hire this homophobic guy to push your credit card when he talks this way on Twitter? He obviously hates gays. You should take the endorsement away. And I have not yet seen an apology from Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know if he will apologize.
Does Samuel L. Jackson, sorry, Dan, does he apologize?
I don't think so.
I don't even see a reason to apologize, and I think it's not a far stretch of the imagination for everybody to realize, like, I'm the most liberal, probably gay-loving person on this show.
Yeah.
And this doesn't even, it doesn't tickle any sort of,
this doesn't rile you up in any way?
Triggered emotion in me. Like, it's clearly a joke about them sucking up to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And it's not, Samuel Jackson has said other things more inflammatory about the president before on Twitter. So to me, it's right in line with what he always does. He talks crap about Trump all the time. And that is exactly what he was doing here. He is not hating on gay people in the least.
No, not in the least. And nobody saw it that way. And did Capital One really hire him to promote their credit card without ever watching one movie featuring Samuel L. Jackson?
That he's been in, yeah.
But you asked this, Joe. Didn't you say, what'd you ask? If he's going to apologize?
I wonder. Does Samuel L. Jackson apologize for this? Even if he was wrong, which I don't think he was, I mean, that's Samuel L. Jackson. That's just kind of what he does.
It's what he does.
If he does, he needs to say, I apologize, MF-er.
Yeah, it'd be something like that.
I'm a sorry MF-er.
Yeah.
I just don't see him saying, I'm sorry, unless he really did something bad. You know?
Yeah, I think people just jump so quickly to take everything out of context to promote whatever it is they celebrate or whatever they belong to. And I don't know. Is it just the way dumb, heterosexual guys talk? Because I've told you, Joe, you know that. I've said that a bunch of times. Oh, that guy's just sucking, or whatever I say. Oh, hey, Joe, where'd you get those? What? Or where'd you hide your knee pads? You'll say, what knee pads? I go, oh, you just had knee pads on. I heard you in there talking to so-and-so, trying to get tickets.
Guys that ball bust a lot and do a lot of ball busting, mm-hmm. when they ball bust with their buddies, that is the kind of stuff they say. And 99% of them are not homophobic. They're just ball busting their friends, their male buddies.
Like this. Like when someone says, oh, that's gay. That doesn't mean that two men are kissing. We've talked about this time and time again. People use the phrase, that's gay, is that's dumb now. And I didn't make it up. I didn't change it. But to say someone's ass kissing or brown nose, and that's so 1982. People now have taken it a step further, and it's become more graphic. It's not because you don't like gay people. It just, it hits a bigger nerve because it's a little bit,
it's a little harsher.
It's a little harsher. It's a little dirtier, but it has nothing to do with gay people.
People have found different ways to say almost everything we say now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, there's different terms for the same things all over the board nowadays.
That's what happens when people evolve, and they get tired of using language, and they take stuff. I mean, oh, that's bad. That's wicked bad.
Like, simple thing. Like, do you know what does that, oh, that's lit.
Oh, yeah, that's lit. Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean for me and you? I mean, all lit up. You're tilted. You've been drinking too much. You've been smoking too much. You know what it means for my son? It's totally cool.
Yeah. It's lit. It's awesome. It's on fire. It's blowing up. Yeah. It's happening. It's hopping. It's lit.
He goes, man, oh, that is lit, Dad. And I go, what'd you say, boy? I liked it. I liked the way he used it. But, it's a totally different use for the term.
It's like saying it's dope.
Yeah.
Back to, like, the fellatio comment, though. I think it's just something that is said these days. I mean, even I've heard women saying it to other women, and obviously there's no gay implication there.
Yeah.
You know, you're just saying, hey, you know, you're kind of a, you know, S-U-L-T, you know, you're down on your knees all the time. That's all he's implicating there, you know?
And again, that's true, Dana, because it's not necessarily a homophobic remark. It's,
no.
It's just you're on your knees, and that's become a term, too.
It's talking about character of people, I think, more so than your practices in the bedroom,
yeah,
you know?
Like, absolutely. So I hope, to answer your question, Joe, I hope he doesn't apologize. I hope he doubles down and he comes out and he tells the people who may have been offended by this comment on Twitter to take their knee pads off. That's what, if I was Samuel L. Jackson, that's what I would do. I'd double it down, triple it down, and I'd take it even further, and I wouldn't let up, and I'm kind of thinking that's probably what he'll do, unless he starts getting a lot of, you know, studio backlash, or the guys over at Capital One are like, Samuel, you know, make this go away. You know, we're not mad at you, and we're going to keep you on, but can you salvage our relationship with a quick little apology? Then he might. You know, because he obviously wanted the money Capital One gives him, mm-hmm. when they came to him.
Plus, he's good at them. Those commercials are funny.
They're great ads. So, I mean, you got to be kind of smart, and it's kind of surprising that he did this, but I hope he doesn't apologize.
My whole problem with the joke in general is I'm not really sure who Mitch, Paul, or Rudy are.
Yeah, Joe doesn't get the joke.
You don't.
I mean, you're going to call people out by name like that.
Joe wants to know who they are.
Explain ourselves. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Beatles for a minute.
Here's Journey, the river.